The UN Security Council is hearing from top weapons inspectors this morning. The session could be pivotal as the Bush administration considers a war against Iraq. Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei are describing the extent of Iraqi cooperation. The Bush administration says it's clear the Iraqis are not complying with UN Resolution 1441, requiring it to disarm or face serious consequences. Mr. Blix's report is less decisive.
How much, if any, is left of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction and related proscribed items and programs? So far, UNMOVIC has not found any such weapons, only a small number of empty chemical munitions, which should have been declared and destroyed.
Chief UN Weapons Inspector Hans Blix. NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
Tell us exactly what these chief inspectors are saying this morning.
Well, as for Blix's report, it's been decidedly mixed. He criticized Iraq for failing to explain what happened to suspected stocks of anthrax and VX gas. It's something we've been hearing a lot about. And he also said Iraq's Al-Samud missiles exceed the maximum range set by the United Nations by a small amount. There's another missile, the Al-Fatah. Mr. Blix said his experts need more time to study that. Another issue that he's been bringing up that we've been hearing a lot about is he says that there's more work to be done to get Iraqi private interviews with Iraqi scientists.
A number of persons have declined to be interviewed unless they were allowed to have an official present or were allowed to tape the interview. Three persons that had previously refused interviews on UNMOVIC terms subsequently accepted such interviews just prior to our talks in Baghdad on the 8th and 9th of February. These interviews proved informative. No further interviews have since been accepted on our terms. I hope this will change.
Now, he was recently in Baghdad, as he's been saying, and he said he has been making some progress. For instance, they found no evidence that Iraq had advanced knowledge of where their inspectors were going. That seems to counter what Secretary Powell told the Security Council recently. And he also said that, you know, earlier when inspectors went out to different sites, Iraqis would send about five minders per inspector.
Yeah.
And now the ratio, he said, is down to about 1-1. So So that's the kind of mixed bag that we're hearing.
Yeah, the last time that these inspectors spoke in front of the UN, the members of the Security Council interpreted their reports quite differently. You expect the same thing to happen this time?
I do expect that to happen. I mean, we're going to hear from all of the members of the Security Council. Most will have prepared statements. Certainly Germany's foreign minister, who's chairing this meeting now, already made clear that based on everything he's been hearing, the inspectors just need more time. You'll remember Germany, France, and Russia signed a joint declaration calling for inspectors and the inspections to be intensified. Germany and France have been consulting on this plan now just to have more weapons inspectors, give them more support. So I think that's what we are going to hear today.
And how is the administration responding to the critics on the Security Council?
Secretary Powell was up on Capitol Hill this week, and one thing he said was, I'm going to go tell my French and German counterparts, why more inspections? Why more time? Are you just trying to let Saddam Hussein off the hook?
Huh.
That's the sort of language he's been using. Diplomatically, though, there is some movement. The U.S. and the British delegation to the U.N. are drafting a resolution that they hope can counter this French-German effort. And what they'd like the Security Council to pass is a resolution saying Saddam Hussein has failed to disarm and must now face the consequences. You'll remember 1441, as you said at the beginning of this, does speak of serious consequences. The Bush administration says that's enough to authorize war, but it's still considering this idea of having another resolution for more legitimacy.
Very briefly, Michelle, the timetable for military action, does this impact it in some way?
Probably not. I mean, what we're going to see, pretty rapid movement on this new resolution, probably as early as next week when the UN's going to meet again.
Thank you very much. NPR's Michelle Kellerman.